Blog Talk Radio.
You just tuned into Blog Talk Radio, and this is Talk to Me, hosted by the one and the only, the most fantabulous, loveliest, wealthiest, and most jubilant sister in the world. That's right. My name is Minister Cherie Humphrey, and I am the founder and president of Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me, and the producer of A Star is Born talent events, and our motto is Standing Firm on the Promises of God. Thank you so much for tuning in again to Talk to Me. I just want to say thank you so much for giving of your time. Please spread the word. Share this link with your friends and your family. Sit around and talk about some of the topics that we've had. We've had some wonderful guests on just a couple of weeks ago. We talked about joy. We talked about laughter and the importance of having laughter in your life. And we had comedian Gerald Kelly on, and you can go back and listen to that. Mika Jean, comedian Mika Jean, she was on as well, the princess of Connecticut when it concerns comedy. And so it was, to me, it was one of the most joyful shows I have had this entire year. I laughed so hard, I thought I was going to start choking and coughing like a dog all over again, but thank God I held it together a little bit. but it was truly, truly funny. Anyway, we have started our segment on making dreams come true. And I just wanted to talk about dreaming because, you know, the people perish because of a lack of knowledge. And without vision, you know, and without dreams, you know, you don't have something to really work towards and to be hopeful for. And so I want to get into that because this is the season where, you know, we're going out with the old, coming in with the new. Many people start to make resolutions. 90% of the time they can't keep them. But if you have a dream that is conceived with inside of you, you know, I'm going to encourage you like I encourage myself to step out on faith and to go forward with that dream, no matter how small it is, because your gifts will make room for you. And, you know, just like the man with the one talent, God blessed and gave him 10, and he multiplied him. And so, you know, you don't want to take your gifts and your talents and hide them. You know, however the Lord gives you strategically to use them, do it. And get around people that can help you do that if you don't know what direction to go into, you know, or how to bring it to fruition. And, you know, the best way is to get into, you know, the Word of God and to try to have a relationship with God, and the Holy Spirit will definitely give you instruction and will definitely, you know, impregnate you to the point where you will birth that vision or that dream. So it takes a lot to maintain it, and things don't always stay the same. We think just because God gave us something 15, 20 years ago that it's going to stay the same forever. I hope not. You know, you even want your child, when your child grow up, you want them to change. You don't want them to stay looking the same way they did when they was one or two at the age of 12. You want them to grow. You want them to be able to mature and, you know, blossom and flourish. And so just like, you know, a tree doesn't stay the same all year round. So we got to take that into consideration. I do want to just mention before I get into the scriptures, please go to my website, DITR, findingthespiritinme.org/book. If you missed the Channel 12 taping of me on Our Lives, sharing descriptions of some of my newest books with Gwen Edwards, I do have the video up there that you can go and view. So take a look at that. But I still got to get into a couple of things. I want you to read on your own. And I do, Carl, I talked about this a couple months ago, how this beautiful woman has been for a very long time. I sang this much in the summer, and it touched my soul. Jeremiah 29:11. I want you to do that for yourself, okay? And then Matthew 33 says, seek first the kingdom of heaven and righteousness, all these things added unto you. That's what I was just saying. Once you start off, it's going to grow. It's going to multiply. It's going to be an addition to what you have already had, as long as you keep, you know, seeking God, ask questions. Ask people who have knowledge in that particular area. And if people don't want to help you, if people shun you off, if they call you crazy, if they say this and that about you, because I done been through it all when I first started Diamonds in the Rough, and still sometimes get people sticking their noses up, you know, whether they church people or not church people, whether they Christians or not. So, you know, you got to know that you know what God has given you in the assignment that he's given you, in spite of what anybody says or thinks. And I don't care what title they're wearing. So let's move on to the next one. Proverbs 13:19-25. It says, walk the wise to become wise. That right there is common sense. If you're sitting around people who don't know nothing, they're always talking about the same thing. They never tried doing it on their own, but they know so much about it. They never tried to do it, never accomplished much of anything in their life. You want to get away from people like that. I'm not saying don't love them, but that's not the kind of people you want to be around if you're trying to be a mover or a shaker, if you're trying to be a trailblazer, or if you're trying to do something new, or if God has given you an assignment. You got to get around people who understand, who have the Spirit of God on them, in them, and is manifesting, and is actually bringing some things to pass. And it is moving. And so you see that. And so you want to get around those type of people. That's one thing that I can say that I did right in my life. And I still have to remind myself, you want to move forward, you got to get around people who are doing positive, productive things, who actually have started businesses, who have started ministries, who have been leadership, who have been media, so they have experience. And they may have the education to back it up too, but they have the experience, so they know what they're talking about. And they've been there longer than you, because you can learn from them and learn just by observation sometimes. You know, not necessarily having to sit in a class. I don't sit in a class to do this. I'm learning every day. Every time I get on this show, I'm learning something new, whether it's from a guest or from somebody else. Now, I got to hurry up because my first caller just called in and I don't want to buy their time. Each day is a very and a person's mind during sleep. And it's not necessarily always during sleep. You daydream. You know, you have vision. Some people have vision, some people sleep. And so you can imagine, you have any kind of imagination that, you know, and that is within you, you can imagine what you want. You can see what you want. Just like you can see the new car you want, you can see your dream unfolding. And you may not know what you're going to have to go through in the process. God knows. But you can see the end of that thing. And whatever God has put in you, that's what you're doing right there. That's enough to hold on and to say, okay, there's some hope. And then you pregnant you can see whatever it is that you are wishing for and that you are hoping for, that you are desiring, that you want. You know, it's just like any material thing that you're desiring to buy for the Christmas holiday. Well, desire your dream to come to pass. And see how that works. And have a plan. You know, write it out. And I'm telling you, instead of no, if you keep working at that thing. And so I have we talked about this story called Making Dreams Come True, and I met this young woman in the green room of our live talk show. We were both doing the tape of one extra show on News 12, and, you know, she was such a sweet person, was very nice spirit, and so she does the dream builder coach, and she certified it because it's behind that thing. You know, you want to be able to be equipped in any way that you can be equipped. And so I'm going to give her bio. And it says, Denise has worked with many people, helping them build their dreams, accelerate their results, and create richer, more fulfilling lives. Denise has a national certification as a results-oriented management and accountability trainer, helping managers and organizations define, manage, and achieve the results they want to see, and assisting their families and other supporters. As a sought-after speaker and trainer, Denise says, Transform Workshop to work has worked with transformational workshops to organizations around the country. And so I'm going to put that in you for herself. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing well. How are you doing this evening?
Good, good. You're a little scratchy and breaky up over there. I don't know if you're in an area where there's good reception.
I think that's the problem because I was listening and it was a little scratchy. Do I need to move, you think?
Yeah, move away from the computer or the radio, or just, you know, turn the volume down. That could be it. I don't know.
Turn the volume down. Here, I turned the volume down a little bit. There's nothing in the room, but I'm in a school, so, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. This is Denise Hanks, everyone. And so, Denise, tell us, you know, What got you started to making your dreams come true? And then not just making your dreams come true, you said, you know what, I'm going to go a little bit further than that, and I'm going to help other people's dreams to come true.
Yes, well, it's funny. I feel like I've been kind of on this path all my life, even when I didn't really understand it. I didn't have the vocabulary for it. I really didn't understand the technology of it. But I've always kind of applied spiritual principles to my life, again, not knowing what they were, just knowing that I had to be sort of in the space of what I wanted, if that makes sense. You know, I always felt like
right.
When I was younger, I was very shy. I was a very shy person, believe it or not. and one day I just decided I didn't want to be that person anymore. I didn't want to be shy. I didn't want to be the person who can't go anywhere by themselves or, you know, felt awkward walking into a room if I didn't know anybody who's already there. You know, that's not free. That is the opposite of being free. And so I said, I don't want to be that person anymore. I want to be the person who walks into a room and can speak to anyone, say hello, and, you know, just have fun, enjoy life. And it didn't happen overnight. Obviously, it doesn't happen overnight. But, you know, little by little. And then once I started doing it, my life, it kind of came up to meet me. Is all I can explain it. So I ended up in the military. I was active duty Air Force, and I went from, you know, my home to Texas, then to another place in Texas, to Arizona, to Spain, another country where I didn't know anybody, and I had to speak to people. So, you know, when I look back over my life, it just seems like every step or some of the steps that I had taken and experiences in my life helped me to come to a place where I'm not shy anymore, if that makes sense.
And so
more recently I would say that I was on the internet looking at something, and I saw this little video, and I always felt like, you know, my talents, my desires, my things that I love, they're like all over the place, and I couldn't really put them all together and say, this is the one thing that I'm supposed to be doing with my life. I watched this video, and I went to a seminar in October 2014, and it all started coming together for me, and I actually signed up with the person that was the founder of this institute, Life Mastery Institute, to become a life coach. Because I just want people to be not happy. That's joyful is the word I want. Right.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what happens, I'm joyful. No matter what happens, you know, there's this circumstance and that circumstance, and we're the ones who judge circumstances, good or bad. It doesn't have to be. It's just how you think of them.
Right. Perception.
Yes. So, mm-hmm. It's all about perception. It's all about perception. So, I work with my clients. That is one of the biggest hurdles, I will say. It's not unsurmountable, right? It has to do with momentum. So how much momentum do you have thinking in the same direction? It takes a little bit longer if you have a lot of momentum to slow that down and begin to start thinking a different way. But it is not impossible.
No, I don't think it is, but I think we have to train our minds, and some, you know, everybody's different. Sometimes it may take a little bit longer for some people to train their minds when they come, been around certain, environments that did not think in those type of ways. So it's like when you grow up, you have to pull yourself out to be able to get on that track. And how do you tell people who are coming from, you know, those backgrounds, you know, to go after a vision, or even what a vision is to them,
Yes, yeah, so part of my part of the process with my clients is discovering and you know, defining what that vision is. What do they love? You would be surprised actually at how many people don't even know the answer to that question. What would you love? Many
right.
times I get I don't know, you know, because nobody's ever asked them. We've grown up in a society, and not to say anything is right or wrong, it's just, you know, well-meaning people say to us, you know, you look like you'll be good at this. You like math, why don't you go into accounting? But that's not the person's passion. But they go into it because mom said, and we trust our mothers, you know, mom said, we should go into accounting, we would be good at that, and so we do it. So if that makes sense,
right.
yes?
Absolutely.
So we
Absolutely.
Do it, but then we're never, yeah, we're never really happy with that. So, yeah, so then I ask, what would make you happy? And, you know, we go through this, it's, sometimes it's a process. Some people know exactly what they want to do, but they're afraid to do it,
right.
or they're afraid to say it out loud, or they think, I'm too old, I'm too young, I'm too this, I'm too that, and they kind of talk themselves out of it, and then more time just goes by.
Yes, I can so relate, because when I first got to college at Wilberforce, I was taking art, and I was told by certain people in my family or in my circle, that's not a real subject, that's not a real major, you can't major in
right.
art. That makes no sense.
Right.
Take a real field.
Exactly.
So I end up doing architecture and mathematics. Where did it lead me back to? My passion, art and entertainment. So that's
exactly.
a perfect example.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. And then once we get to the place where what you're saying to me, so what I'm trained to do is listen, right? So when someone is saying to me, if I say, what do you want to be? And I've always done this with the young people at my church, in particular, the ones who are getting ready to go off to college. And I say, where are you going? And they tell me, and I say, well, what do you want to do? And they say, oh, you know, I want to be a lawyer. And I go, no, you don't. You don't want to be a lawyer. What do you really want to be? Because if you say to me, I love the law, or I want to be a lawyer. I want to help people, you know, get out of this, that, or the other and figure out arguments in the legal system. And now that's somebody who wants to do it.
Right.
If you say,
right.
I want to be in it, I'm going to school for accounting. And then what are you going to do? Well, I don't know. I guess I'll work at a bank or something. Well, that's not passion.
Exactly.
And it isn't expressing your joy, and it, you know, and you're not doing the thing that you came here to do, right? So
right.
what I absolutely believe is that we all are here, one, to live a joyful life. That is number one, to live a joyful life. And part of that living a joyful life is adding to the expansion of all of us, adding to the expansion of all of us through the thing that brings you joy.
Right.
So when you think
right.
of the Wright brothers, right? You know, the Wright brothers
yes.
who in yes, the airplanes, yeah? I mean, that
yes.
was their
mm-hmm.
they said, we are going to make this thing fly if it's the last thing we do. They were so into it and tuned in and turned on, and they were after it and after it and after it and after it. And now, I mean, we take flying for granted now.
Right.
But if it wasn't
sure
for them,
do.
We'd still be riding around on a horse.
Absolutely.
Yes.
But, you know, I
yes.
think that people have so much, you know, you said your passion and what brings you joy. Sometimes your passion, it, you know, is not what always I'm not saying it doesn't bring you joy, but other things can bring you joy too, but it just not, might not be your passion. You may enjoy helping people. You may enjoy, you know, other things, giving people hugs, but that doesn't mean you want to do it for a lifetime. You know, I don't know what that means, but I'm just saying, is it different?
Yes, it can be different. So let's say you're, in your example, you're passionate about giving hugs, yes?
Right.
That's what you said? Yeah. Okay, so
yes.
I'm passionate about giving hugs.
No, I love giving. It brings you joy to give somebody hugs.
It brings you joy.
But it doesn't
yes.
mean you want to choose that as a career.
Well,
you know what
now,
I'm saying? That's not your passion.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that for a second. If hugging brings you joy, there may be, let's say, careers in the health profession, right? Let's say that hugging brings me joy, actually. And I remember when I was at the workshop, and it's one of the vision workshop that I give, but during the workshop that I attended, I started talking about actually being either on stage or acting and, you know, all of this because that is that brings me joy, right? Speaking
right.
and teaching and training people, all of that. But the other thing that came out, and honestly, I'm telling you, it was like an out-of-body experience because my mouth was saying it and part of my brain was saying, who the heck is talking? You know what I mean? I didn't even realize that this was in me, but it was coming out, right? So part of the workshop process is that we go into the future and we say, this is what we're doing now. I'm so happy and grateful that now I am doing this, that, and the other. And I had a few more minutes to talk. So I'm like, okay, so I'm also, I also have a foundation that I created. And what we do is we go into hospitals and we hold and hug babies who are
aww.
Either, And I mean, I'm going through and I'm doing all this and I'm going, wow, okay, well, maybe I'm going to be doing that sometime in the future. But so, but you see what I mean? My
yeah, it
is,
just popped out your mouth. Yeah.
Yes. And there is a place for everything that brings you joy. So you may not, live out your joy in a way or all of your joys, because I'm sure people have more joy than just hugging, but that piece of it, you can always volunteer at a hospital and hold babies that are, you know, what do they call it, preemies or, you know, crack-addicted babies, and you know what I mean? The parents, maybe mom
right.
or somebody died or they're orphaned or whatever, you know, and somebody needs to hold these babies because, yes, it's therapeutic, first of all. Yeah. So there's always a way. The thing that I do mostly is not – I don't tell people what they should be doing. I let you come to what you want to do because it's in you. We're all born with it. It's just a matter of how deep is it in there, right? So some people come here and – well, we all come here knowing what we're supposed to do, but – I believe two things. One, there's some people who come here, I know what I want to do. Little Johnny said he's going to be a fireman, and he's a fireman because his parents allowed that to happen. They supported him, they encouraged him, and he became a fireman. Then we have children who say, just like you, I want to be a writer. You can't get no job being no writer. Why do that on the side? Or don't waste your time, you know.
But I didn't say that. When I was little, when I was little, I wanted to be a cowgirl, a teacher. I did that. I did the teacher thing. I ain't been no cowboy girl yet. I wanted to be a singer, which I have. I've been with the choir. Just ain't been there this past year because of certain things. Anyway. But I wanted to be a singer. I wanted those certain things I was passionate about, art, anything in arts and entertainment. And so that's I knew what I wanted to do and be a doctor. But my mother, this is the 70s, my mother said, no, you cannot be a doctor. Doctors are for men and nurses are for women. And I wasn't talking about in that
I understand.
So
I understand. And
you know what I'm saying?
Yes. And actually, that brings me to my other point, which is you come here wanting to be something, but maybe the timing, like, so maybe, okay, so you are an internet radio sensation, right? But when you were born, we didn't even have an internet yet.
Sure didn't.
Do you see what I mean? So it's in you, and you're not sure what that is. Like, there's certain things. When I was born, I don't know if they had life coaches.
Right.
I just knew the elements of the things that I wanted to do. I knew what they were, but there was nothing there was no place to put all of that stuff. And so now it's different. Now we have life coaching. Now, you know, I'm pretty much on a stage when I'm doing workshops for, you know, bigger groups. I am on a stage. I'm helping people live their joy and their passion. I'm teaching. I never really wanted to be a teacher in a classroom either, although I'm doing it now.
Right.
But, yeah.
I hear the bell going off.
Listen, okay. Listen, they say be careful what you pray for, right? So I apparently asked God, help me to speak to people who don't understand what I'm talking about. So that happens a lot, yeah, right? In my line of work, I'm talking about, you know, vision. I'm talking about imagination, perspective. I'm talking about vibrations and, you know, all of these different things. And some people are with me and some people aren't. And, you know, some people are in the more professional field and they may think that what I'm saying is a little, you know, you know, Twilight Zone-y. So I have to put it in terms that they understand because it is all the same thing. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's all about change and, you know, facilitating change and making your businesses receptive to change because change is going to happen, right? And so what I'm doing now
I'm
teaching ESL.
Because we are getting ready. It's 7:02. And my next guest is going to be calling in shortly. Just tell us.
Okay, great.
What would you say to someone struggling to try to make their dream come true? Very quickly.
Stop struggling, first of all. Stop struggling. You know, we make ourselves suffer, and there's no need to suffer. So what I would say is, give me a call or contact me and we could talk about how you can find a way. We must find a way to experience a little more joy minute by minute. If there's something you can't do right now, don't worry about it. If you want a certain thing in your life, just the mere desire of it, it'll come to you. If your desire feels good to you, that's a good thing. Walk in that direction. If your desire good to you,
Real quick.
Yeah,
a little quicker.
Yeah, your desire has to feel good to you because that strong desire is going to give you the momentum to keep at it.
Okay,
if that makes
sense.
Yeah?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much
You're
for coming
welcome.
On. It just was a pleasure. I knew it would be.
Yes, well, maybe we'll do this again if your listeners can. Yeah, if your listeners will call in maybe and ask some questions, maybe another time we can actually talk about some actual
solutions. Well, I don't take cold calls, but we'll talk about that after the show. Get your contact information.
Okay, great.
Because I need to go to a break real quick.
Okay, so they can contact me, denisehanks.dreambuildercoach.com or 203-583-3140.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. And we'll definitely be talking at a later date in regards to what you were just mentioning. I got to go to a break right now. Thank you, Denise. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
I'm going to go to this song real quick. God bless you, sweetheart. And we're going to be hearing.
God bless you, too.
Thank you. We're going to be hearing Escape, I Am Dreaming, and then we're going to stop there, and I'm going to make a few announcements, and we're going to continue. Ooh. have to stop it right there. But you guys know that song, Am I Dreaming, from Escape back in the 90s. I just, their voices are just so beautiful. I really love that song. Anyway, I want to thank you so much for tuning back in to Talk to Me. This is Minister Shereen Humphrey, Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me, Talk to Me Radio, and the producer of A Star is Born Talent Events. I want to thank you so much for tuning back in with us. We had Denise Hanks Dream of Builder. And you can contact her, the information on the show page if you would like to reach her. Also, I want to let you know to please go to my website, DITR, Finding the Spirit of Me.org, /books. You can see the Channel 12 news video of our lives. It is up there. Some new pictures are up there. Some new information is on the entire page. So please go up there. I have the flyer for Running Into the Light 5, which is our annual workshop for women survivors of abuse coming up on February the 10th. And it is going to be combined with the Promises Fundraiser and Awards Luncheon. So that will be February the 10th. Early bird special for registration is by the December 15th. Call me 203-952-9807. Or send me a text, you can email me. All my information is up there. I do want to reiterate that what I spoke to you about last time I was on. If you would like to order books as Christmas gifts, because these kids got to read books in school regardless. And why not read some books of color if your children are children of color? And these books deal with different social issues. And maybe your child may not be dealing with one of those social issues, but maybe someone else is. So if you want to give a nice stocking stuffer or Christmas gift or Kwanzaa gift, please contact me. Order the books. We have so many different array of books, and I even have adult books up there. So go through the descriptions and contact me. Put your order in and remember early bird special. I'm going to read this woman's bio because she is a phenomenal lady and she's so gorgeous. And I just thought I met her somewhere for some reason. It was like I knew her, and I didn't. But I've seen her before, and she is an author. Her name is Michelle Green Studmeyer, and it says that she has been extremely passionate about business and empowering people for as long as she can remember. And throughout the span of nearly two decades, she served as a health and wellness coach, a speaker, an empowerer, and businesswoman, and she published her own book. She gave her testimony at the event I went to Sunday afternoon, where Sheena Stevenson was giving, called Taking Back Our Village. And the founder was there. It was an awesome event. I really enjoyed myself, even though I could not stay. I really wanted to stay, but I was blessed and by so many people who spoke. And she gave her testimony in regards to why she wrote her book. And since we're talking about making dreams come true, you definitely have to meet here this woman. So I'm going to plug her in right now. Hello?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing wonderful, and it's a blessing to be here. I am super excited tonight.
God works it out. God works it out. Because I said, you know what? You know, I'm going to be having another phenomenal woman on, which is going to be my dream come true. And this woman called me today. So that was like, besides waking up this morning, that was the very best thing that happened, and you coming on the show and taking the time out at the very last minute to share yourself. So tell us about your book, and how did you start making your dream come true?
Well, I had to take life atrocities, and it was, you know, just gathering all of that negative all of these negative things that had happened to me in life, and it was just so overwhelming. And so, you know, I'm really grateful to God for just meeting me at that point of need of having what we call spiritual surgery, right, with no anesthesia.
Okay.
Spiritual surgery with no anesthesia, because a lot of times, you know, I find that the body of Christ, an individual wants to go through the process with things, but not the real process, and having what I call a numbing solution. And when you have a numbing solution, it does not really negate the full thing that you need to feel. So for me, I had to take it with no anesthesia. That means that I had to be fully awake and aware of what was happening for me to be an overcomer and for my dreams to come true. And so, you know, I'm grateful for doing so. And when I had to do that, you know, I want to mention a great individual. I call her Queen Diva. She helped assist me. So it's really important, too, that when you're having your dreams come true, that you have the right individuals around you.
Oh, yeah. God knows.
Okay, because, you know, God sent appointed individuals in your life, and he identifies who's the real and who's the counterfeit, right?
Yes, Lord. Preach,
girl.
Don't start nothing up again.
All of the time, what happens, no, really, I'm going to, you know, what happens is God had me to do extensive, you know, studying, and he brought revelation knowledge. You know, he says, let me tell you something. I want you to study the enemy's arsenal, because what happens is the enemy always duplicate everything that Jesus does. So after the surgery, he says, I promise you, you're not going to go back down that road again. And so this is when I know that this purpose and those dreams were coming to light by having the right individual around to help bring your purpose to light. It's because I had a very good dear friend of mine. Her name is Amelia Alexandra. And so I had to do an exercise as part of this spiritual surgery. And I had her with me, and I wrote down three major areas of my life that really had me in bondage. And the exercise was to have her read that and to tear it up. But I was terrified. Can I tell you I was terrified to do that? I was so terrified, because I said, Father, I had been they said, I went to my own and my own received me not. And wow. So when I went to her, I said, Lord, this is the last straw of faith. I'm going to follow this, and I'm going to do what you required of me. You know, although I'm, you know, nervous and don't want to do it, I did it. So I gave it to her. We got together, right? I gave her the paper. She read it. And I was waiting for a response, because of when you have gone through so many of atrocities, this is the difference of understanding the real from the counterfeit, right? The counterfeit acts as though that they're going to help support you once they gather your secrets and your information, but use it against you.
They
sit there like, oh, they're really attentive. They're only attentive to your secrets and to the bad parts of you so that they can go back and use that against you. And then they don't understand when they're doing that, and that happens, then they're opening up stuff into the demonic realm that comes against you. And then you're wondering why all of this unnecessary warfare, right?
Okay.
So, but when I gave her the paper, and she looked at it, and I was waiting for that response, and I didn't get that response. What I got was the frequency. Our frequency was in tune to one another. We were on the same channel, right? So the vibration was positive. The frequency was positive, and that what let me know that, guess what? This is not counterfeit. This is the real deal. This is the real deal, because it was a place I've never been. I said, oh, my God, I got goosebumps just thinking about it. Like, oh, my God, she didn't change. She looked at me, you know, and I call her my Queen Italian Stallion because she didn't look like I looked, right? She was different.
Right.
God had to use someone from another culture to help cultivate what was needed because, again, I went to my own. My own people couldn't help me. They used it against me. But then here's this Italian lady, Queen Italian Stallion, looked at me, and she looked, she says, with like an attitude, but not an attitude of negativity, an attitude of positivity. And she said, "Is that it?" I said, "Yes." But immediately what let me know that this was the real deal, immediately after hearing that, she began to speak to my purpose in the future and not my past.
All right, there you go. Boom. That's it.
The boom, that's the key. Did you get that? She spoke to my purpose and not my past.
Yes.
Immediately, from that day to now, every day, she speaks to my purpose. She encourages my purpose. There's no negativity within purpose because purpose
right.
has to be produced, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then that lets you know that you're in the right place. There's no envy. There's no jealousy. There's none of that.
Right.
There's just pure sisterhood. I've never, because I had got tired of going through those atrocities in life with individuals trying to bring forth purpose because guess what? There's four different types of individuals, and you have to know where you fit in, okay? Because
okay,
I thought
let me write
something
this
was
down.
Wrong with me. Right, because I'm fire, right? If I go in, I'm going to make it happen. Do you hear my energy, how I just increase?
Yes.
Because I'm fire. When it's time to
right.
roll in, honey, I'm going to bring the fire because that's
okay.
what God placed within inside of me. But then
mm-hmm.
I thought that when I got around individuals, and that fire wanted to get there. They wanted to take water and put it out, and that's wrong
yes.
because then, therefore, yep. I get on the defense because why are you trying to put out what's within me? I don't
right.
want you to put your water on my fire and try to put it out.
Yes,
no.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
No, no, no. This is what we do. We have, okay, I'm a fire. You may have someone who what I call is a tempo, right? You may have another person's what I call is a steal, and you may have another purpose, another person who is called what I call a wood. They all work together. You notice how that four corners went around? It's four corners, right?
Okay.
So the wood, the fire, I call it the earth, the glow, and the steel. They all work together. So guess what? I may not be as good as the wood, but guess what? My fire still can help get the wood started, right? Right? You understand what I'm trying to say? I may not,
yes,
that wood,
yes.
you can work your wood, girl. I don't know wood like that. But does that mean I'm not qualified? No, it just means that
right.
I'm going to work with the wood to bring out what you have. I'm going to bring my fire and let the fire get the wood started, and we just keep it going. And that helps
right.
the tempo, right? You see the
yes.
connection? And that
yes.
helps the steel. What is the steel deals with financial issues. So then, therefore, you got to know your circle when you are letting your dreams come true within this season. So God already said, we already spoke about the counterfeit and understanding the real. So therefore, someone who I'm going to connect with to help me with my purpose and dreams who may understand the financial things better than I do because I'm such a fire starter. If you bring that to me, guess what? I'm going to put my fire and do what I know that I'm good at, right? And put
right.
my passion towards that and make it produce.
Yes.
So when I come
right.
and you have your wood, I'm not going to try to stop your wood from being in the place that it needs to be. What I'm going to do is put my fire and help give you what I have to make your purpose come forward, and we're all working together for what? For overflow, for us to get our promised land suddenly. And then we only work with people who believe in our dreams and purposes.
Yes.
That was the key right there. I got a vision board, and it said work. And I know it says work with people who believe in you, but work, people, believe, you. I left the other words out, and I repeat that every morning. Work, people, believe, you. Work with people who believe in you. If you don't believe in my dream, I could tell if your frequency's off. I can tell
yep.
if your vibration's off. that I'm not wasting my time at all, because guess what? I'm fire. I got to get this in, and I need it to happen. And there's no disrespect, none taken. You're just not the individual for me. And if you keep telling me no, 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 then you know what? You're not the one that has my yes. So I'm going to keep going until I get my yes. Okay. Empowerment experience. I'm not going to stop, because guess what? I've done that in the past. I'm not going to do that and exercise, because I'm not at that time frame now to waste time on the nose. And maybe you, okay, so I got to keep my fire going and make sure that what is needed to be produced is produced in the right mannerism.
Right, absolutely. And I totally, totally understand you. It's like, you know, having a blackout. And when the blackout occurs in the black neighborhood or low income, everybody join together. You got a piece of this, you got a piece of that. We put it all together so we can have a meal. But when there ain't no blackout and everything's good, it's like, you know, the crabs in the barrel mentality a lot of times, and it's so sad. But like I was saying, you know, if you want to be wise, you got to be around wise people. If you want it, you know, the information to get started, you got to be around. I'm like you. I'm a fire starter. You know, like I'm a creator, the visionary. Please don't bring me.
I couldn't hear you for the other part.
You also need to trust who's helping you. And also, like you said, they need to believe in the vision that God has given you and be willing to work towards that.
Right, and that's when you understand that you're dealing, and then God said, listen, when you're dealing with kingdom purpose individuals and those who understand that there is a purpose to be produced, then you understand the difference between kingdom and religion.
Right. Right.
You understand? Mm-hmm. And then you understand, like, you know, listen, I don't have time to deal with the negative stuff in that format. I'm going to keep making sure, and it all comes down to this component. We have to have an abundant mindset. Abundant mindset versus lack mindset. Right?
Okay.
Abundant mindset versus lack mindset. And it all begins with how we are thinking. What are you thinking on a day-to-day basis? How are your thoughts contailed? Because what you start thinking, you start speaking. Once you start speaking, then you give the universe all of those things that you're thinking to come back to you.
Right. Life
so
and death
that's
and
why
power
when
tongue.
I
mm-hmm.
Right. So that's when I that's why I keep the abundant mindset, and when that mindset changes, listen, if I'm speaking with someone, they tend to get agitated, because if they're speaking something that's against the purpose, what we have to make our dreams come true, I tell them, quick, return to sender. I believe you have the wrong address, because I've told the universe it's going right back to you, because it's not coming to my address.
Right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I respect that, but return to sender, I do believe that's not my address.
Right.
And I'm not taking that in, because we are what we speak. So a man thinketh, so is he. Life and death is what? In the power of the tongue. What you speak,
right,
it shall surely come to pass. So therefore, if you're not speaking life into my situation, and even if you're unable to produce what's needed, I can produce positivity and speak with the thought, my mouth, and bring it out into the universe. And say, well, you know what, sis, I really don't have what you're seeking right now, but you know what, I can get it. What I can do, because I don't have other things that you're looking for me to produce, what I can do is produce a positive thought. I can speak for abundance for your need to be met, because as I'm speaking that positivity, speaking it for your situation, guess what? God is doing something for
you. Mm-hmm. Yes, so true, so true. And we don't have that much time left. So tell me, when was the pivotal point in your life? Brown, how old were you when you decided and you made that decision to walk into your purpose or to seek your purpose?
Well, it was, you know, it was swift. I would say from last year to this year, there was a what I call a suddenly. God had to do spiritual surgery because things are working in the suddenlies as of now, and the suddenlies and the acceleration has taken point, you know, from all of that training, all of that sitting back, all of that going through God revealing everything up until now. The book spoke it. It's here, you know. So I am grateful for the suddenly and the acceleration. He said he would add on the years that the locust and the cankerworm have taken away from us.
That's right. Amen. I was just thinking that today. So I am totally hearing you. But we don't have that much time left. Could you please give your information of how people can contact you, how they can buy your book?
Well, absolutely. They can contact me at Michelle Stoudmire. It's Michelle with two L's, Stoudmire, 37 at gmail.com. Once they email me, I can get back with them as to how we can navigate the book. They're not on Amazon or the other outlets as of yet, but however, they can contact me there through email, or they can call me at 203-503-1605. If they text me their information, we can connect that way, and I'll give them back. And my health and wellness site is totallifechanges.com/354-7931.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. We're running out of time. Very quickly, what would you say to somebody that transitioning from who they used to be to what their purpose is? What words of encouragement would you say to them?
Well, what words of encouragement? I would say focus on your promised land. Don't let nothing, nobody, no places, no thoughts, no nothing hinder what God has for you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for coming on. It was a pleasure meeting you on yesterday, and I am so glad we connected. You have a blessed night.
Thank you. You as well.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
There you have it. Two strong women of God that know what their faith is, and they follow them. So thank you so much for tuning in to Talk to Me Radio. If you have any questions, you know how to get in touch with me. Thank you so much. I'm going to be playing Paul Hardcastle, Forever Dreaming.